The Yangtze river dolphin is one of five species of river dolphin distributed around the world. There's one in the Amazon, one in the Ganges, one in the Indus, and there's another rather exceptional one that lives in the estuary of the La Plata. It's not a true river dolphin. It's one of the smallest members of the whale and dolphin family, only measures about 2 to 2.5 meters long. And it's rather different to most of the others because it's got a very long, narrow beak with lots of sharp, pointed teeth. And the beak turns up a little bit at the end, making it look more like a duck's beak than anything else. It's got a very small triangular dorsal fin, no bones in the fin, it's just fatty tissue, a bit like a camel's hump. It lives in a stretch of about 1,000 miles in the Yangtze. It's got a very restricted distribution, never goes out of the river into the sea or anywhere like that. And there are only 200 of them, so they're very well spread out. Tend to live in groups of usually about 1 or 4 animals swimming around together. If they're very good feeding areas, then occasionally several groups will team up and you may get 10 or more, but that's quite exceptional. They feed on a variety of different freshwater food, variety of fish, catfish and things like that, and they rummage around in the bottom of the river mud for shrimps and crustaceans and smaller creatures down there. Of course, one of the problems in the Yangtze is that there's so much river traffic. Not only are they having to dodge the boats and all the propellers and everything, there's so much noise that it's interfering with their echolocation. And they really do bump into things. It's almost as if they're having to swim around with a blindfold. Now, they're threatened by a whole variety of different things. And like all river dolphins, they're threatened by dams in the river that are basically forcing them into different segments that they can't leave. They're threatened by pollution and disturbance from factories and towns that have built up along the banks of the river. They have to dodge fishermen's nets and fishermen's hooks. They get caught on and get caught in and then drowned. And basically everything's against them, and the result is that they're so rare, they're actually rarer than the giant panda.